the Versace pop-up in New York, right? So they had a Versace pop-up in New York that I saw on my Instagram feed a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like last month. It was like a collaboration with Versace and other brand. Had to be at least 3,000 people out there. Mm. Almost a stampede. Almost a stampede. People pushing each other, elbowing each other. It was like in Soho. It was kind of like, it looked like that type of area. And it was like I said, it was like a special collab that they did with some other designer. What do you think the majority of people that came to stampede for the Versace, what ethnic group do you think that they belong to?
Were they of the culture?
I don't want to guess.
Let's show this clip.
The Versace sample sale just opened in New York.
So when I see black people fighting over the opportunity to spend thousands of dollars for Versace, if you are not in Red Panda, EYL University, if you're not going to InvestFest, if you have not invested currency, you can watch Market Mondays for free. You're going to learn and you're going to make money. But if you haven't invested in yourself, you have to look at yourself, right? Because they're saying that it's not a lot of money flowing. And I find that hard to believe because I literally just saw 3,000 people fighting over Versace. The cheapest item in Versace is at least a couple hundred. Like Versace socks are at least a couple hundred dollars, yeah, right? Flip flops are like $800. So that lets me know that it was never really so much about the money. It's about priorities, right? Because we're going to find enough money to buy Jordans. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do, mm-hmm, right? And we're going to sleep outside in the freezing cold for 16 hours to have the opportunity to buy. You know, that's the crazy thing about it. I never understood this. Shout out to all the sneakerheads. You're not even guaranteed to actually be able to buy a pair. You're just hoping you have an opportunity.
Yeah, that was, there was a certain error with that. I think they cut back on that. But I know that you're talking about an exact error when that happened, and it was no guarantee. They didn't give you, it's a lottery ticket system. Then if the line's down the block, the cops got to come. They got to put you in line. People have
tents. It was also great marketing too.
It was people had tents, yeah, outside. It,
yeah,
not eating for 2 days, using jars to urine. It was like a,
like I said,
an opportunity. You're right, for an opportunity.
If you Red Panda, EYL University, events like InvestFest, Market Mondays, World Tour. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there, right? Just throwing it out there. If you are going to buy Versace, if you're going to buy Versace, what is the return on that investment?
Not much of a return.
Depending on if they bag something at InvestFest or not.
if the shirt fits, no, that's a hell of a
that's gonna get you even more
debt.
That's gonna get you even more financial.
Yeah.
that's a
now you want to call child support is fraud. Hey,
that can get you in real trouble.
No, you chose that. You chose the shirt, yeah, and her. Pay the support, my boy.
The interesting thing about high luxury and like pieces is that how many times can you wear them?
Not that many.
Like if you once you wear it, it's like you've been seen in it.
Yep.
You gotta like kind of strategically map when you can wear it again so that the people who see you next time and it didn't see you the first time. And after twice, it's like, all right, what we do with it?
Yeah, which is so smart about a luxury company. Even Birkin won't even let you buy the bag directly. You have to be a fanatic shopper of Birkin to be able to have the right to buy the bag.
Oh, well, you know, another thing that I did, I used to do these case studies before we started Earning Your Leisure, and I used to like look at cultural phenomenons and break it down in the business and kind of like, maybe I'll go back to that. But, you know, for a long time, H&M used to do collabs with high end designers. So they did Alexander Wang collab 1 year. They also did, who else did they do? They did a few Moschino. They did a very few high end collabs, right? Mm-hmm. With H&M, and those used to always sell out, and they used to be crazy. And the reason being is that the psychology behind it, where it's like an Alexander McQueen or Alexander Wang, whatever one they worked with, those shirts might usually cost $1,100 for a shirt, right?
Yeah.
Now, H&M shirts traditionally cost $50, right? But now the H&M collab, the shirt costs $300. So you're looking at it like, damn, this is an opportunity for me to get this designer's clothes for 70% off. You're not looking at it like an H&M shirt should only cost $50. This is actually a 200 to 300% markup, right? And they got rich off of that. At one point in time, H&M was one of the top 10 brands in the world. Like, that's the psychology that marketers will use, right? Where it's like, okay, we're going to do a collab, bring the price point down. We're going to inflate the price point, bring the price point down. Work with somebody else to give it credibility on a lower price point, so we don't look like Dame Dash said that never put your name on something cheap. But if you could collab with somebody else, then it's not our responsibility; it's their responsibility, right?
Yeah.
And through that, they made billions of dollars from that. So what I'm saying is that there's so many psychological ploys that are done on consumers. Even these limited drops. That's what Kanye said. Mm-hmm. Why are they limited? Mm-hmm. You have enough.
Yeah.
To like, you know what I'm saying, like you're doing a limited drop to just drive demand, to increase it for people to fight. Like, you're literally, there's somebody in the high office that's watching Black Friday and all of this, and they're watching black people fight, and it's getting put on Shade Room, and it's embarrassing. And all you had to do was just make more product.
Mm-hmm. Right? You already have the product. You actually have the product.
All right.
It's a scarcity model, but on the back, you already have the product, or else you wouldn't have put it out.
Be mindful, ladies and gentlemen. Be mindful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.